Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Aloha. And everybody probably heard a familiar voice. Richard,
Contract back with us today.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Aloha, everyone? Richard and Dale.
Yes.
Hi.
Aloha.
Oh, aloha. Man, I was tired today.
Are you? You're tired?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully your psychic powers will energize you.
Oh, they always work no matter what. But when I was swimming today for 2 hours, and then when I got home, I just was sleeping. I don't know. So I'm okay.
Well, that's
I'll survive.
Healthy. No, that's a good.
Tired. Well, I'm doing that every day to get my feet working better. You know, my arthritis
so
in my
knee. Your knee is doing so much better for you to even want to and actually swim that long. You're a swimmer, but that's a good long swim. You must be doing really well, and I'm so happy about it.
Yeah, but I'm mainly doing exercises for my knees and legs, you know, so and then I have a lot of friends in the pool, so I end up turn around and I've talked to them and 2 hours goes by.
Is this prescribed by the doctor who is giving
yes.
you these injections? Okay, so you are doing it because of doctor's orders too.
It's prescribed physical therapy for a long time now, but even, you know, after I got the radiation, they want me to exercise.
Well,
so that
is great. It's good, though.
How are you, Barb?
You're doing everything by the book, Dale. I'm doing great. I just got this streak of wanting to organize, and I got so much done.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting so much more done lately. And everybody knows I struggled with some alarm is going off out there, and I am sorry about that.
I thought it was your bird.
No, it's some neighbor out there, but it's like 5 o'clock, busy time. And it's a summer. It is like summer, hotter than summer,
I know.
You guys, here. Wow.
I know. I'm going boating with my boat tomorrow. So I'm all excited about that, and I'm going and get a boat in Lake Tahoe, and it's supposed to be warm, and it'll be about, up at the lake, it'll be 76 degrees. Down here, it'll be 86 degrees, but it's supposed to be a beautiful day, so I'm going to try to do it Saturday and Sunday, because then I'm going to put my boat away.
Who is going with you? Are you bringing some?
Yes, my husband and I are going boating, and I'm going to make a picnic and lay out on the lake and just take it in, because I haven't been on the lake in a long time. And since I got my boat back, I'm all excited. And it was serviced. It was done good, so I have to test it out.
Oh, of course. And I can't wait to hear about it. I bet it's going to be lovely. It's wonderful. I've had the chance to boat a couple of times in Newport Beach Harbor this summer, and it's just so wonderful, just that sea air.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have him put the top on the boat so that we don't get too much sun, because I plan on getting a lot of sun and looking like a sunlit babe. That's what I planned on doing.
You like being tan?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes. And in fact, I got a call from Hawaii yesterday from my old neighbor, and I was talking to her, excuse me, for about an hour, and everybody keeps saying, when are you coming back to Hawaii? And, you know, I can't give them an answer yet.
Well, they miss you. You're a very personable person, and you love people. And you must miss friends. I miss friends in different places. I have friends in Nashville, Tennessee, that I still keep in touch with really well. And I miss going there. I haven't been there for so many years.
Yes, I've never been there. But I knew Richard, and I knew a lot of people in Hawaii. Right, Richard?
Yes.
We knew a lot. On your side and the people we knew are still alive, but on my side of all the people I knew, gosh, a lot have passed away. In fact, I didn't tell you this, but I just heard that Pineapple Lady, she has a pineapple stand, and she was one of my best friends, real sweetheart, and she just passed away, and I'm going, oh, God, these are people that have passed away about 70, you know? So Richard, yeah, he's making all the odds, you know.
He really is, and I like to see that. So, Richard, it's so great to have you back. How are you feeling?
Thank you.
We're concerned about you, but you sound so great.
Actually, I'm doing pretty good. I'm trying to get up on my own feet now by myself. I can stand up and do necessary things, and I've got more equipment, and here in a little bit, right after the show, I will get some more medicine and everything on. But anyway, it's going slowly. I'm feeling not bad. But I'm going uphill, like one little step at a time, one little step at a time. And like
that's great.
I came in, I was up since 6 this morning. Amazingly, I woke up. Well, I was up all night from 3, but when I finally just actually got up, it was about 6 or 7 in the morning, and I stayed up until about 2, and then I crashed and burned for a couple hours. I just got so tired. That, you know, you get tired. And,
Richard, tell them what you had, pneumonia.
I had pneumonia, the cyclics or whatever it is, and something else. I had 3 things. And now I'm on antibiotics, every 2 liquid intravenous through the vein every 2 days. My son either gives it to me or a nurse comes by and checks and does it. And I have to do that for another couple of weeks every other day. And this one is to be sure that the other ones have killed all the bacteria. And when they're sure of that, they'll take me off of it. When that happens, then I'm sure I'll really start climbing the ladder again, going up.
Oh, yeah.
Walking.
Oh, yes, he will. You will. You'll recover. My psychic says you'll recover 100%. So I'm not worried about you whatsoever. But I wouldn't go outside running around. I would just stay where you're at.
No.
Stay where you're at. Get a little bit of fresh air. That's about it. Do you have a little place you could lay in the sun a little bit outside?
They told me not to go in the sun.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. What, Barbara?
Because of all the stuff I've taken.
Yeah.
Oh,
bad reaction.
Okay. Barbara, you're breaking up. Barbara?
Can you not hear me?
Yes, now I can.
I hear you so perfectly. I hear you. Okay. Well, yes, I knew that. If you are taking certain kind of medications, the sun can have an adverse effect on that. So That's good that he knows that. And but vitamin D, if I don't get it, though, I like to walk outside just to get that light in your eyes.
Me too.
Not direct sunlight, right? Isn't that what you're talking about, right? Get that kind of light. You need that.
Yeah,
right,
vitamin, yes. I love vitamin D. I love being in the sun. That's why I miss Hawaii so much. Because I know Richard and I, well, I don't know about him, but I was a sun worshiper. I loved the sun so much. That's all I would do is lay out in the sun. And that's why I'm looking forward to being on the boat. And I have a 10-foot Bayliner that's open so I can lay out, you know,
nice.
In the sun and listen
don't
to the radio. And I want to get...
You.
Well, no.
Why not?
I don't
laying
know.
There
well,
on the bow would be so cool. Have your husband take a photo. What's the big deal? Why not? I want to see it.
I'm picture. I'm very picture shy. The only one I have let take pictures is Richard. I'm the kind of person that I hate pictures, but when Richard takes them, I like him because he's such a good photographer.
Well, we need them anyway because we like to have a different photo for different shows because it's the same photo for every show. It's like you have to do it because we need it. So
I'll try. I'll try, but it's not going to be, I got to get the boat out there and hope it's okay, you know. That's the most
important
thing.
Yeah, and it can be far
thing.
Away. Like, I love the ones where it's like the person is like far away and you get the whole boat, like a scenic, but I would like you in it. So,
well,
thank you.
That's hard to do. Being in the boat, you know, it's all you're going to get is the lake, which is massive, and the mountains and all that. And we even have a little bit of snow yet left on the mountains, which is crazy. There, I know one thing. In this area, the only time it gets really cold is around Halloween. But it sort of works up to it. But we're hitting the fall, and we're going to go up the the back way up to the lake, and just have a ball going up there. Oh, Johnny, may I mention? Tomorrow is the Powerball, Johnny. Hello.
Johnny. I was talking about that today. It's my daughter. How many billions? How many billions is it up to?
I think it's 1.2. Oh,
wow.
Okay. 1.2 billion. Is,
green
I don't know. Changing his humidifier. I need to change.
Oh,
I need to change mine because my throat cracks up too, but I can't do it right now. 1.2 billion, I think. Right, Johnny?
1.4.
Oh, jeez. I
right.
can't even count that far. I can't count that far. Is there a lot of people, Johnny? How are we doing?
We have some people. Are you ready for the first one?
Yeah, but would you give your phone number out? I give it out twice so we can get some people to call in.
516-531-9874.
And that's
okay.
For?
A free,
what is it?
A free mini reading.
Right now.
Right?
Live.
Yes.
The Psychic Dale Shear.
The Psychic Dale Shear.
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right. Dick, you were live on the air with Psyche Dale Shear.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Fine. Dick, where are you calling from?
Actually, it's Vince. It's like Victor, but it's Vince. I'm
Vince?
Calling from
oh,
New York.
Pete.
Yeah. I'm
oh,
calling from
okay.
New York.
My favorite
reason,
place.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is because I got laid off from my job about 3 weeks ago, and I've been looking
mm-hmm.
for work like crazy even before this happened because I had a feeling that was going to happen because I was
mm-hmm.
seasonal. And I've had, since I've been off, I've had about 7 either in person or on the phone interviews. And every time that I think I'm going to get the job, they email me the next day saying we're moving on to another candidate. And this keeps happening. Like I thought I was going to, the other day I applied for chocolate company.
Okay, wait. I don't want to know that. What type of work do you do?
I do manufacturing, production, sanitation, forklift, warehouse, stuff like that. I do have an interview coming up next week with a juice company, and I'm also waiting to hear from a dairy company.
Okay, can I mention something?
Yeah.
What I'm saying, Apple, do you guys, well, say, I'm from Jersey, but I don't know, what part of New York are you from?
Unfortunately, I live in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, no wonder, you're upstate. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have Apple up there or near you?
You mean an Apple store?
Apple. Yeah, no. Apple Company.
Apple Company. You mean like a juice company?
No. Apple. You know, the phones. Apple.
Oh, Apple. Yeah, we do.
Okay. The reason I'm saying this is I have several friends that couldn't get work, and they do the same thing you do, and Apple's been hiring left and right for forklifts and stuff like that. So you might want to just give a shout-out to them, okay?
Okay.
That's one. I see you getting a job within 30 to 40 days for sure, and a permanent one, so I wouldn't worry about it. You got to change your attitude and be more positive when you talk to them. And it's, you know, you will get a job for sure.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, because I have,
you know,
I have the interview on Monday with Ocean Spray, and then I have one with a dairy company, Mills Dairy in Jersey.
Well,
you
know, people are hiring like crazy. So I would definitely, if you can try Apple, I know for a fact, I have 2 friends that do forklifts, and they were hired immediately. So really look at that, okay? It may not be the money you want, but you know, Apple doesn't pay as great as it should with all the money they make, but at least it's a job, okay?
Right.
At least it's a job. I don't know why they don't pay. I mean, they make a fortune, but it's kind of weird, very weird. But you will get a job, so not to worry. So thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
And Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara?
I'm here.
Markleyville is the place that I was trying to think of, is the place where I'm going to go up. And it's the fall of the year, sort of. The leaves are turning, and it's beautiful. They're reds and golds and yellow. That goes all the way up to the lake, so that's kind of fun. And I used to go with Richard a lot up that way. Markleyville, right, Richard?
Hey, Richard can visit.
Very beautiful.
Hey, to go back and visit Dale, Richard. That would be awesome to
No. Not a good idea at all.
When are you going to visit Richard?
I'm not.
No, I can't do it.
At all.
I can't do it.
Okay.
I don't want to.
You don't want to go?
No, yeah, right. But the point is with him, I truly believe that while he took that 5-day trip, he got pneumonia. So at his age, it's not a good idea to be traveling any place that's, especially when you're sick. Yeah, still, he's not well yet.
Oh,
and as far as me,
I thought he was out of. Is he still in the hospital, Richard? Are you still in the hospital? Oh, good. Okay. Wow.
No, he's home.
I'm so glad.
No, I'm not going there. I got other things to do, so I'm not going, you know?
Well,
but,
you have memories then.
What?
You have your memories of you guys doing it together.
Yes, we do. But right now, I have other things. I have to get my knees, you know, the way I want them. I got to exercise a lot. I've been exercising every day. I'm losing more weight because I'm taking the Aseptic. It's all over TV. I'm taking the Aseptic, and I'm exercising a lot. And now I'm going to go next week. I'm going to go back to Curves, and I got to get my boat, you know, wrapped up for the winter. And, you know, so I'm doing whatever it takes to make myself better. He's doing whatever it takes to make himself better. So however long that takes, you know, it takes, you know. I'm not saying I'm going anywhere. I would love to go to Hawaii, and that is a small, slight possibility, but, you know, that's something I'm considering a little bit. But other than that, I don't really want to go anywhere right now.
I don't blame you. You know that took a lot out of me, okay?
And right.
I am middle-aged, and that Vegas trip, it was only 3 days. Two nights, three days. No, three nights. It was just, it took a lot out of me. So
of course.
Get it. And yeah, it's a lot. Some people prefer hops here and there than a long 2 week some vacation, like once a year or twice a year. What do you prefer as like a family, like you and your husband?
Well, I can't go anywhere. My dog today had a little seizure. He has them every so often. This has been 3 months and he hasn't had one, but we have medication for him and he had a little seizure. So we can't really leave him with a lot of people. So if and when I travel, I love going to Hawaii. I'll go anywhere. I mean, you know that I can. It doesn't bother me. I'll get on the plane and go. But Hawaii is easy from here because I just get on the plane either in Sacramento and just go 5 hours and I'm in Hawaii. So that's one thing. And also to, you know, I would sleep over in Sac for a night and then get on the plane and go to Hawaii. Eventually, when I get real well and can walk real well, I want to go to Thailand.
I know. That's what you were saying. You were doing a lot of research on that. Oh, that's going to be wonderful.
I still am. But there's a couple of things in Thailand I just have a little problem with. It's the dumbest things you'd ever want to hear, but a couple of things, like they have the most beautiful pools, you know, swimming pools that you can ever want to look at. Did you look on YouTube at Thailand at all, Barbara?
No, I'm going to right now, though, because this is interesting. Wonder what is going on with the pools, the interesting pools.
Oh, they don't allow floats. Now, that is beside my, that's crazy to me, but the pools, if you look, go to Bangkok, Thailand and condos, and you'll see the pools are, they have 3, 4, 5 pools in a building, and if you travel out of Thailand and you go to Phuket or you go somewhere else, you can go on a pool, get in a pool, and you pay a few bucks, and you can use your pool even if you have lunch. It's crazy, but it's
interesting.
But they don't like floats or anything like that, which I'm used to. So I don't know, but that bothers me. The other thing that bothers me, it rains 4 months out of the year there, on and off, but Hawaii does too. I mean, but right now, like in Taiwan, they're having a massive storm, but, you know, it rains a lot, but they say that's the best time of the year to go. you know, so that's about it. But, and they have real spicy food, which I would have to tell them to make it not very spicy. But other than that, that's the only thing that bothers me.
I think that will be okay because there probably do a lot of people they have to alter that to. And I'm looking at the pools right now. Oh, my gosh, they're gorgeous. And they're, like, across the whole office building. But I'd like to see them with the people in it. I mean, they're luxurious, the ones I'm looking at. I just
Everything, yeah. You can Google, Phuket and condos. You can Google Bangkok. I mean, not Bangkok. Phuket and condos and pools. Just look. You'll see the beaches and everything. The beaches are so clean. The whole, and I've been reading so much about it, Barbara. I mean, you know, like you go to the monks and you want to go to visit a monk. They have temples. And you're not allowed to touch the monk. You've got to hold your hands in a namaste pattern. You've got to, you know, have total respect. You could eat off the floors in Bangkok. Eat off the floors. And if you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, like breakfast is like $3, bacon, eggs, ham, whatever you want. I mean, it's amazing. Lunches are cheap. You know, you can eat on the street. They say they have five-star dining on the street. You know, so there's a lot of pluses. A lot of pluses.
Like it. And I'm looking forward to you describe it.
Are you ready for another caller?
Yeah, in a minute.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Barbara?
I had to search up images with people in the pools, because when you just Google the Bangkok pools, well, all the luxurious photos come up. But now I see the people in them, and it's just like people just need the water over there. Is that what the pools are all about? Like, why are they doing this? Is it because they don't have room for, like, parks? Or what is this going on with the water?
Well, in Bangkok, they have pools in every hotel. They make the place as luxurious as Vegas, even more luxurious than Vegas. Things that we wouldn't even imagine they have, you know. And it's just, I was shocked to know that most of the places just are unbelievable. And it was nice, you know. So that's just what they have. But then if you go to the other islands, Phuket or wherever, I can't pronounce a lot of the other islands. If you go to the other islands, they have little tiny houses on the beach in the water, and it's like $30 a night, $50 a night, $100 a night if you want luxurious.
Wow, that is very affordable. Maybe I will go there too. Our friend Kurt, he just went to a place where he wouldn't recommend. It was Saudi Arabia for his personality.
Because
Richard says, wow. We could take a caller and talk about that in between if you'd like.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Ready for the next caller? Okay, this is Joanna, and you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scher.
Hi, Joanna.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. Good evening.
Hi,
I hope you're all doing well. Where are you calling from? I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, have you been listening to our show at all?
Yes, I have. I cut probably about the past maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, can you add anything to it of what we're saying?
On what you're saying about your traveling?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I called in. I know my best friend goes to Bali all the time. Absolutely loves it. Mm-hmm. Daisy goes every year. So that's it, like I say about that. I didn't know if I could ask a question, though.
Sure you can. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I could ask a family question. My father passed, and he didn't have any legal paperwork in place, and I'm just dreading what's coming up with my three other siblings. So I wondered if you saw any, like, trouble or issues, or are they going to be amicable and, you know, work with everybody as far as his assets and what?
Usually that has to go to probate, and that takes six months to a year.
Wow. Okay.
It's good that you sit and iron it out with the siblings now and say, what do you guys want? You know, have meeting after meeting after meeting and figure, what would you like? How can we make this work? Doing it that way, you can make it fine. It'll be awesome.
Okay.
But if you don't say a word and hope for the best, it will not be fine.
Right. Yeah, because there's a house as well. Yes. Yes.
Well, are you guys planning on selling the house?
I would. I haven't spoken to any of them yet about it. One sister's already giving me problems. One sister's been taking things out of the house, which she's not supposed to be doing. You know, and I've consulted with attorneys as to, you know, what are our next steps. But I just didn't know if you saw. I'm very neutral. I would not, you know, create any issues or, you know, or whatever. They are very
I understand
power
that.
And materialistic.
But
the
one sister that's taking stuff out of the house, do you need it? Do you need what she's taking?
No, they're sentimental items.
Let her take it. It means something to her.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yes, exactly, exactly. That's right. I'm like, right, let her have it. Let her take all the sentimental things. Right, exactly. I agree.
That reminds me, at a sentimental value, Barbara, I had told you this, but Richard, I think it was for my birthday, he bought me this little silver bracelet with little blue things on it that had gemstones, and it broke, and I fell on the floor, and I didn't know it, and then I found it, so I still have it at the jeweler's trying to get it fixed, and I forgot all about it, so she said that.
Yes,
you did.
You know, Richard, do you remember the little tiny bracelet you bought me?
Kind of.
Richard?
Kind of.
It was silver? Okay.
Yeah.
I think you bought it at the Navy store. It was silver with little blue things, you know, and you gave it to me. And it was really, I really cherished it. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't expensive, but it was very, very sentimental. So when you get into things that are sentimental, you don't want to let them loose.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're at the same way. Let her have all the sentimental things. And if you want something, go in there and get it.
Right, right. Yes, yes. I was just, I was more concerned with, I was like, my thought was always, and I don't mean to take up all your time, let them have everything house that doesn't, yes, yes. But I was more with the house end of it. I was like, oh, are we going to have a big, you know, this one person's going to say, no, I'm in charge, and this person's going to say, no, you know, this and that. But what I found out when I spoke to an attorney, you have to go to probate, but they said, no, everybody has to sign before the house sells. So it all has to be an agreement. It's not like they can't, you know, can sell it or do what they want without everybody's signature. Yes.
No,
yes,
it has to be an agreement. Yes. And why don't you, how many people are involved?
There's three other siblings besides myself, so there's four of us in all.
Well, cut it up into fours. What are you going to sell it? Is that for sure?
I would. I haven't spoken to them yet because this just happened. So yeah, I think they would probably agree as well. That would probably be the best thing to do.
Yeah, it's really sad. Yeah, it's really sad when you have, you know, people fighting over things. It's only materialistic.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad.
Exactly.
But I think it'll come down to being okay. All right? It'll be
wonderful.
You know, it'll reach things and it'll be all right.
Yeah,
oh,
just
okay.
Remember,
thank you. Bless you all. Thank
remember,
you and bless you all. Yes,
right. Richard Stein.
Just remember,
yes.
There's no family feud like a family feud. Okay, avoid it.
Yeah. Yes,
okay?
Exactly. I agree.
So
yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Each one of us
bless
take
you.
A fort in and split. Okay.
Yes. I
okay.
Agree.
That was good, Richard. Okay, next. Right, yeah. Barbara, what were you going to say now?
Oh.
Bar-
I just wanted to comment that it's odd that the her dad didn't have it set up, and maybe it was a sudden death, unexpected, but or maybe they thought, oh, they'll know what to do. So I hope that we learn from this and get it set up for everybody so to avoid family drama.
Yeah. My problem
sometimes
is I don't have anybody to, I don't have anybody to leave anything to.
My cousins don't even talk to their own mother. There was so a drama of going to my mom's funeral, you know, because they didn't want to see their own mother, my mother's sister there. And it's unbelievable that this happened to this close family, my family, that this is even going on. I just never imagined it, ever.
I have lots of jewelry and stuff like that, but I don't have kids or anything like that. And I don't really have anybody to leave this to, so that should be very interesting. And I'm to the point where if I passed away, then I pass away. Let them all, you know, I'll deal with it. They'll deal with it then.
Well,
if
she
know.
Needs more guidance and other people need more guidance throughout the week until next Friday with Psychic Dale Shear, they should call her, right, Dale, directly. I'm going to shout out your phone number right now so everybody get a pencil and paper. Okay, here's Psychic Dale Shear's phone number, 808-372-1816. That's 808-372-1816. Her website is also always linked to the end of our show on Blog Talk Radio. So if you need to know more info, you can get it there and book there too, right? And you give longer readings. And you
yeah, and you can do
two or three different prices.
You can do Dale Shear, Daile Schear, Shears.com. Dale Shears, Schears.com. You know, so you'll be able to find out all about me there and my prices, which are very low compared to most. And I really do it just to help people, and I enjoy it very much. Okay, Johnny, how we doing?
We have some more people. Karen, are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Karen, you're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi.
Yes.
How's everybody?
Fine.
Okay.
Karen, where are you calling from? Where are you? Where
New
are
York.
You calling from?
New York.
Karen?
New York, New York.
Oh, New York. Okay, great. Are you in Manhattan?
Yes.
Okay.
Milk ground up. It is. Green beans ground up and squash ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we
Got
have green
dinner.
Beans and squash.
Sounds good. That's what a male nurse like that hospital.
Uh-huh. Okay. So now we have, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen, who was in a car wreck not too long ago?
Nobody that I know of.
Okay. But what I'm, do you Okay, you don't have a car, or you have a car?
No, I don't.
I had
a car accident a long, long time ago, but not
I may have been picking up on the past. I don't know. Sometimes that happens. But I saw a car totaled, and I don't know if that was your past car or what.
Yes, I did total a car, my first car. It flipped over and bounced a few times just on the roof and the side, and it was totaled.
Hmm.
And it was a miracle in the sense, but maybe not. I always had a premonition, and back then they had seat belts, but it wasn't, you know, the eject kind. And I always had this fear of being trapped in, and I would never wear it. So I was free to bounce from the front to the back seat, and that's what saved me, because the windshield caved in, the driver's door caved in, the roof caved in. I would have had it from every angle. And I ended up with scratched cornea and concussion and lacerations on my scalp.
Okay. That's what I was picking up in the past. Sometimes I pick those things up in the past. It's not the present or it's not the future. Now you take trains and buses and people drive you around, right?
Or I walk a lot.
Yeah, but don't you
and
take the train, the subway? Okay.
Yes.
How can I help you? Now that I got that out of the way, because it was bothering me. Okay. How can I help you, sweetie?
Yeah, I was going to ask about this person who's been in my life a long time. We were friends, and over the years, I've helped her a lot, I realize. And she's been really leaning on me the past several months since her therapist died, and then also she's been having one accident after another in the house, not cars. And, you know, a lot of pain and can't move. So I've been doing, you know, odds and ends for her, a little shopping here and there, and she got to be kind of obnoxious and demanding, but I wrote it off. I know she's in pain, and, you know, anyway, she went to the hospital a couple of weeks ago, and then it was like she stopped calling me, except for one time she kind of was very demanding that I come and pick something up for her, and I told her I couldn't, and then she got very upset, and then it's been, like, stopped from there. We spoke a little bit after when she just came home, and I don't know. We had it out a little, and she said, would I forgive her? And I said, okay. But she hasn't called me, and I haven't been calling her. But I feel like it's very strange. She used to call me every day to, like, jump on me and ask for advice. So has she been doing this with somebody else, or what is going on with her?
No, she's just going through hell and back. You need to have... Do you still want the friendship?
I'm not sure. You know, I care about her, but I don't want to be used and abused.
Okay, what I'd like you to do is take a long breath, wait a few days, and realize if you want this friendship. Because if you want the friendship, then I can tell you kind of what to do. And if you don't want the friendship, then kind of ease off of it. She will use you as much as she can because she doesn't have anybody else. So if that's okay for you, fine. And if it's not okay for you, then you need to let go of it slowly. You take the passer out of the baby's mouth slowly. The pacifier, you know, very slowly. You don't yank it out. You know, you just take it out very slowly. I don't think it's a very healthy relationship, but if you want to be friends with her, then, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Okay. Well, no, I was wondering if it really was my highest and best to resume with her, but I was also curious why she's not calling me. It's kind of strange. And maybe
don't worry. She just upset. Don't worry about it. It's no big thing. She'll call you. I mean, you guys will talk, so it's no big thing. It's just a matter of when, okay?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be in that situation again. I mean, I've been putting up boundaries. So unless that's it, maybe there won't be a friendship if I have my boundaries up strong.
That's true. So kind of like think about it for a couple of days and see what you want to do and then, you know, go from there, all right? And thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
How's
thank
it
you.
New York, by the way? How's it New York, by the way?
Oh, it's been
how's
nice and balmy. We're a little windy today, though. The whole week has been lovely. Nice and warm.
I miss New York. Miss New York terribly. I grew up in Jersey, but I spent most of my time in New York on 45th Street by all the theaters. And I miss going to a play, and I just miss it. I missed a lot. So you guys have fun. It's good.
Okay.
You have a good
time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Barbara, you had something to say?
No. I just look forward to my every Friday, and, well, I do have something to say. I was thinking, you're always right, because about that car wreck with that lady, and it was a long time ago, and it was when she was young, it was her first car, and I can tell voices, and she was elderly, and you know what? That was something in her life that maybe changed her life, you know, changed a lot of perspective for her, and you felt it, so... You're always right, and I love it, and I love that you're helping people.
Well,
and I
I'm
think
not
this is
always
awesome show.
Right, but I mean, you know, if you look at, I was picking it up so strong that it was in her consciousness, and when I pick up on people, I pick up very strongly. So usually I don't pick up the past that strong at all, so that's very... That's kudos for me because I mainly deal with the future because that's what I love.
Oh, I did want to say something about that because to me what she was describing was a couple of friends that I had to, you know, stop the friendship. I do care about them, but they're narcissists. And she mentioned she was being used and abused. Well, I'd say just keep your boundaries up, but you're right. She has to make the decision. Do you want them as your friends? I mean, you helped me through my narcissistic relationships and drawing my boundaries, right, and saying, you know, guiding me. So I just think that, and, yeah, the lady is probably going through a lot of bad stuff right now, but that doesn't give her any reason to take it out on her good friend who's only there to help. And because, you know what, she lost her probably. Those feelings are not good to have when you feel like drained and used and it's not, you feel like, who are those people really? Do they really have my good intentions? I've had friends for 50 years and they never acted that way once. So I don't think she should stand for it or have a good
I
talk
agree
with
her. You. Yes. Have a good talk is probably a better thing to say how you feel. I have a question, Barb, something that you can answer for me. I've been thinking about writing another book, one that would be called What It's Like to Live with a Psychic, The Ins and the Outs, you know. What are you laughing for?
He's writing. Why are you asking Barbara? He asked me.
Sorry.
I'm asking
Sorry.
You as a
no.
friend. What?
Okay. Well, what's the question?
Should I write it?
Yes.
Yes.
You think I should, Richard?
Yes.
Okay. I
yes.
wanted to write, not something that has a lot of pages, but what it's like, what we go through, what
mm-hmm.
people don't understand about
mm-hmm.
being a psychic, all the hell we go through and how people don't believe us and some do. And you know, then they'll come back 10 years later and say, God, everything you said happened. I mean, you know, I wanted to put a lot of those things in the book.
Oh, yes,
mm-hmm.
and you have the best person to interview, which was your former roommate, Richard Conrad, who's here tonight. I'd say do it. How fun will this be? It's going to be a great project.
Well, I sort of want to do it because I have nothing else to do, so that'd be something to do. And I don't know about Richard, but I don't know how he would. I don't know. Why were you laughing, Richard? That's what I want to know.
Does that mean you're psychic? You don't need to say anything more.
All right. True.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? It's
interesting. Okay. That's good. All right. I'll take that. Johnny, do we have any other callers?
Yes, we do. Sam, you were live on the air with Psychic Tales Share.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hello.
I'm falling off my chair at the moment. Hi. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota. Right now I'm grateful for where I'm at and what I have, but I could be doing better, like, in my work life area.
Wait, what's your question?
My question when do you see me moving to the state of Washington?
Oh, we could ask Barbara and Richard about that. They're both from Washington.
Yes. And most of my family is from Minnesota, and they moved over to Washington. Isn't that crazy?
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we loved it. We loved living there. I live in Huntington Beach, California. That's more because of my career, but I love it so much. You will absolutely adore. And Richard, he was a professor for 25 years at the University of Washington.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
That's amazing.
The only problem now is housing. Housing.
Oh.
Place to live can be very pricey, especially in the Seattle area. Okay?
Yeah.
Check that out closely. I mean, you'll love it. Even though people say, it rains a lot. Well, it does.
Yes.
So there's other places. But that doesn't stop life. But it's beautiful. It can be very stormy, but it's beautiful.
Oh,
yeah. I lived there for over 20-some years. And and all that. Raised my kids there, blah, 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 blah. But just
I don't understand.
It's not going to be cheap. It's not going to be cheap. Okay? I'm done.
I just don't understand how you guys can all live in weather that's raining all the time. I couldn't handle it. I got to have the sun.
Well, it's getting hotter, and the summers are so hot there now, aren't they, Richard? They're very hot.
Yes.
And just drive over to Eastern Washington if you want real hot, dry weather.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And well, Richard took me to Woodby Island, which was lovely and sunny, so that was nice, you know. Where do you want to live in Washington? Where do you want to live, sweetheart?
Tacoma or like Port Orchard area.
Do you guys know that I can't give her information on that? Can
that
you,
could not be as expensive, so that's good. But still very nice.
Tacoma,
yeah.
It's okay.
Well, it's okay. I saw one concert there. I went there one time, and I grew up in Seattle. It's not like you really actually want to be in Seattle if you're going to be there. I don't know about
Port Orchard.
Heard of it.
Much better. I lived up there.
Okay.
For a while.
Good.
After my wife passed away, I lived up there.
Okay, do that. Tacoma, it doesn't smell good. It's known for the bad smell because it has all those pipes.
Yeah.
What's that from, Richard? It's known for not smelling good. You don't want to move there when you could do
I would. The traffic is horrible. Okay? The traffic is horrible. You get up where Port Orchard up in that area, much better. Much better. I was up at Swimming in that area, up on the north side of Washington State.
Then it'd be better than Minnesota.
What do you want to do?
Winters. I know that.
Yeah. What do you want to do in Washington, sweetheart?
I want to heal. I want to heal. I want to start my healing. I mean, I've been a healing journey through my whole life, but I just feel in my body that's where I need to be, and it, my head. I never thought of the state, ever. Never crossed my mind. I visited there because of my fiance's aunt lives there, and I've never thought of it, you know. And as soon as we landed, in my head, a voice said, I'm home. And I've never thought of Washington ever. Like, it was never on my mind. And it just felt like home inside my body. And I was just so shocked and surprised by that.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Then I would listen to Richard and Barbara, and whatever city they said, I think that's the one you should go to. Okay. Okay.
Great.
All right. Was there anything else real quick?
Okay.
Oh,
was there anything else?
I was wondering when.
Okay, psychics are not good on time. We're not good on time, so I have no idea when. It's whenever you're ready, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling.
Port Townsend. Area.
Richard, Washington, where did you take me? Where did we go besides seeing trees? Where did we go?
Hotter. You want it hotter?
Richard. I think
when you look at the map of origin, you'll see Port Townsend. It's up on the Straits of Juan de Fuca. It's north of Seattle. It's a nice area. And there's other towns in there, Squim and everything like that. One of the things is around Squim, which is sort of called the retirement town for Washington State, if that's your status. But it also has the most sunshine, okay? That's one of the reasons why just a short distance away, Whidbey Island, which is very expensive now, is close by to it because they have a big naval station there. And that was the reason they put it there, because of the weather. It was normally pretty good all the time. All right? So do your exploring. Look on Google at these different towns after you look at the map. Okay? So along the top there, along the Straits of Juan de Fuca, along the night, and all the way up there from Bremerton up that side of the Puget Sound. When you see that, you'll start to see what I'm talking about, where to go. Okay?
I wanted to go to Orca Island. I wanted to see the orcas, but that's okay. You know.
Right. Okay.
Johnny, how are we doing?
I mean, we have some more, but the thing is that I haven't had a chance. I haven't really screened it yet because it's been an hour. So
let me take one more, and the others can call next Friday. Okay.
Okay, I haven't screened this person yet. So you want me to say
it doesn't matter.
Okay,
just put them on.
All right, area code 773. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Yes.
From Chicago. I was inspired by your talk of Thailand and all your vacations. I'm wondering if you see me going anywhere for fun and games soon.
Well, if you want fun and games, Thailand's a place to go. I mean, it's awesome. You know, from what I've read, it's unbelievable. But, you know, where do you want to go, sweetie?
You know, I've just been stuck. I don't know. I haven't been really thinking about it.
Okay. If you're not thinking about it, I can't help you. I need one, two, or three things or three places that you would like to travel to. I've been all over the world myself.
Okay. How about Iceland?
That's one of my favorite places that I'd want to go, but because of the cold, my knees don't do too well up there. But I've always wanted to go there. I always felt this was like the safest place in the world, that nobody would bother you. I think it's gorgeous. I think it's beautiful. From what I understand, it's expensive, but it's lovely.
Okay.
So if you want to go.
I'm going. No, you guys it was a fun conversation. You definitely inspired me.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Thank you for calling, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yes.
Have a good day. Barbara, you want to give the shout out?
Yes. Hey, everybody, come on by Facebook. We have a page. It's called Life, Laughter, Happiness Radio Show. And it's also, we have a group. We have a private group. And I thought about letting everybody know about it. Life, Laughter, Happiness Group. It's private. So that's a place where you can go in and like the callers. Maybe they want to ask more questions. Maybe they want to talk to us about something from the show, or where can they get a link to hear themselves on the show. We have that there, everybody, so do it. And also call Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear, at 808-372-1816 and book your private reading. Don't wait till next Friday and maybe not get to her. You know, call her tomorrow.
And then we have Life, Laughter, Happiness. If you go in there, which is a lovely place, you have my meditation tapes. There's a little circle in there. It'll say Life, Laughter, Happiness. You go into it, and you'll see 8 of my tapes. They're all for free, and you can listen to a meditation tapes that will help you a lot.
Yes, thank you, Dale. That you always say that little circle. It has the first word in there, life, because and it's a sunshine. I did that myself with the art. It's a sunshine.
Well, that's the only way I can find it. There's so
all
many
right, well,
Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Yes, there are. I only am running one Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel. So, Johnny, maybe you should check on that. What's going on?
Yes.
Okay, so do it. And if you have a problem, you know how to contact us. I know that you have Dale's direct phone number, people. So do it. And I can't wait to hear about how it's been going with those two, because I know you've had some bookings. So we'll talk about that next Friday. We are so glad to have Richard back with us. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Aloha, Richard. And thank
Aloha.
You, Johnny. Aloha, Johnny.
Aloha.
Psychic Dale.
You have a good one.
For a great show.
Okay. Aloha.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha.
Good night, Johnny.